Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from the Shoreline Players once again, Sue Miller. How are you, Sue?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Glad to have you on. Now, normally we talk about upcoming productions, something you have coming up, but we're going to talk about something a little different, a endowment fund. Tell us a little bit about the specifics of this endowment fund you guys have created.
Well, it's definitely a little different than what we usually talk about.
Yeah.
You're right. Over the years, we've been blessed with so many phenomenal volunteers at the theater, and it's one of the greatest things about community theater are the people that you get involved. And unfortunately, last year we lost one of them far too early. We had a wonderful young lady that many people will know when they hear the name, Diana Smith.
Mm-hmm.
She was from the Tawas area originally, and Diana was born with cystic fibrosis, and she actually beat all the odds for many, many years. She even survived a lung transplant, and, you know, she was the kind of person that, although she had all these health issues, she never wanted those to be what defined her as a person.
Right.
She always had a smile for everybody she met, and although she was in her 30s, people often mistaked her for a teenager, which was really kind of funny. It was something we laughed about on a fairly regular basis. I can remember teenage boys coming in to volunteer going, "She's cute. Where does she go to school?" And I'm like, "Oh, sweetie."
Oh, that's hard. That's nice.
So it's just, people would come in, and one of Diana's real heart was working with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And for over 5 years before she passed away, she ran the Shoreline Players Youth Drama Association.
Oh, okay.
She was in charge of our kids. And often people would come in and say, "Well, where's the lady in charge?" And
yeah.
I'm like, "She's right down there." "No, that's one of the kids." "No, that's her."
That's her.
She was a tiny little petite person with a big heart and a big smile, and was always right there busy with the kids. And so when we lost her this past summer, we wanted to do something really special to honor her memory and to continue to support the youth in our community and keeping them involved in theater.
Mm-hmm.
So we contacted the folks up at the Northeast, I want to make sure I say this right, because they're a great group of folks up there, the Community Foundation for Northeast Michigan.
Sure.
And through the Iosco County Community Foundation, we have set up the Diana Smith Youth Theater Endowment Fund.
Okay.
It's a big, long name, I know.
Yeah.
But what's really going to make this special is because it is being managed under the Community Foundation, their fund, you know, they manage, it's a multi-million dollar fund that they're managing, so it's the best possible way that the dollars can be used, you know, can be invested in that kind of thing to continue to grow over the years, and each year a portion of that endowment fund will come back to the theater to be used for the Shoreline Players Youth Drama Association group.
Nice.
So it's really kind of carrying on Diana's legacy for years to come, working with the kids.
Very nice. The Diana Smith Memorial Youth Theater Endowment Fund. Now, is this something that, like the listeners, if they want to contribute to it, can? Is that how this works?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
They can go on to the Community Foundation webpage. It's
okay.
www.cfnem.org, or if you go to our Facebook page, we have a post as well with a link that will take you right to that page.
Okay.
You can contact the folks at CFNEM as well by calling 989-354-6881, or if you'd like, you can simply make a check payable to the fund.
All right.
And send it to Shoreline Players. I usually travel up there about once a month to their office as I'm traveling through Alpena and drop off some donations, because we have a donation box in the lobby during all our shows if folks want to make a donation that way. And so I stop in at the office at least once a month and drop off checks or cash donations that we receive as well to the fund.
Very nice. So do so and help out what is a great cause, the Diana Smith Memorial Youth Theater Endowment Fund. That is through the Community Foundation of Northeast Michigan and the Iosco County Community Foundation. And helps out the Shoreline Players Youth Theater there. I know you guys do great with that theater and put on a lot of great productions and help a lot of kids learn a little bit more than just how to use their thumbs on video games.
And we have some great events that the kids are already working on. They're kind of in the planning stages, some things that we're also near and dear to Diana's sure. heart, some plans that she had for shows for them to do and that kind of thing, and some really fun fundraisers that the kids are going to be planning for the fund as well. So.
Very good. Best thing to do, check out the website for the Shoreline Players. I'm sure all the details are right there, and that is what, just Shoreline Players, go to the Facebook page?
Yep, you can do shorelineplayers.org. Online for our webpage, or go right to our Facebook page, and all the information is there as well.
Very good. Sue Miller from the Shoreline Players, always a pleasure, and we'll look forward to talking to you about some upcoming productions for you guys, too.
Thanks.